Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. I want to share with you from Mark chapter 1:1, where it says the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we see through the gospel of Mark, we see Mark giving us a quick rundown about the life of Christ. Here again, we see that Jesus Christ's desire was that we will come back to God. He is talking to us and communicating with us. And we see when he was baptized, as he came out, it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 10, and immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. See, God wants us and he longs for us. He sent his Son. And in Luke's gospel, we say he came to seek and to save that which is lost. So God is pursuing you. He's longing for you. He's looking for you. He's got a great plan. He's searching for you. And we see many in our family are praying for different ones. Let us keep on praying and trusting the Lord. And in Luke 19, it is said, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. And when it was so compelled, he did not worry about what others were doing, but he wanted to see Jesus. And this is what we see, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as we get to know him more and more, that we appreciate him, we are so blessed that God has given us these books in the Word of God so that we can draw and learn. And Isaiah tells that we may draw from the wells of salvation with joy. We see in Mark 1:1, it says, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Mark chapter 15:39, the centurion who saw Christ on the cross and all the words and everything he saw, he also had to come to a decision point. And he makes a decision in Mark 15:39. He says, truly, this man was the Son of God. Again in life, we have to come to a place of decision. And the sooner we make the decision and surrender to Christ, confess our sins, invite Jesus Christ to come into our life. In Psalm 18:28, he said, the Lord will lighten my life and enlighten my darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He wants to light our life. He wants to participate, but he can only do when we yield. And then we have to discover him and allow him to be the Son of God in our lives. And when we yield ourselves, we can also come to this. And once we know who he is, it is like the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. She went, left her water pot, went back to the community and brought the whole community. And they were exposed to Jesus Christ. And they said, now we believe, not just because she said, but we know he is the Son of God. And that is a great privilege. Let's ask the Lord to open our eyes, open our heart, open our understanding and discover him. We have only one life to live. Let's give it to Jesus. He gave the best. He demands the best. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.